Hello again, and welcome to the May of 2019 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. And for all those who are still sitting there waiting for warm weather and spring to arrive, I promise you, one day it will show up. Hi, my name is Marv Pikla, and this month, I'd like to share just a few insights and thoughts about the two-way professional value of telling your career story. Okay, again, I can already see the different questioning looks on everybody's face. What does he mean by telling your career story? And why would it be important for me to tell the boring details of where I have been and maybe what I've done? Well, let me explain. First, I believe that I know that everybody has a unique story, a unique career story, a story about where you grew up, what you thought about in terms of a job when you were sitting there in high school, and maybe who has influenced you the most over time, and why you ended up in the career field, the jobs that you did and are doing. And when the different growing up light bulbs turned on to help you get to where you've been going. You may not think your story is worth telling, but I can tell you are absolutely wrong. Why? I think career storytelling is like Introduction to Mentoring 101. Because each story is special and each story contains at least one helpful idea, a helpful action or memory, or an opportunity that can prove helpful to those who are listening. And yes, your story may seem basic and regular to you, but isn't that sometimes almost a good point of reassurance to many, that as long as I keep going, I keep improving, that I am okay? Even though I did not make $1 million in my first job, and I didn't get those first 3 promotions, and I didn't buy a house before I turned 30, I'm doing fine just by being me. Isn't that important too? By telling that part of your career story? And second, I believe that telling your career story is professionally beneficial to you, the teller. Think about it. Do you keep a career diary? Once you are semi-settled in your career and where you're going, do you still take the time to write down where you've been and kind of rebuild your resume? Even if you have no plans for a career or job change, there is professional development value in kind of monitoring and writing down your career diary achievements. Typically, people take life and work and education and hobby achievements for granted. And those kinds of things easily get lost in time. And it is only when questioned about the highlights of your career story that those special moments come out and you're able to share them. Finally, I want you to think about the special people that have been part of your life and how cool it would be to have them tell you their career story. Your ma, your dad, your grandparents, uncles, aunts, unique teachers, professional colleagues, all of those cool stories that you've never heard. In the weirdest of ways, it doesn't really matter who, because all have a career story that's special, kind of one of a kind. One of my greatest privileges today is when I have different people from different walks of life visit one of the college classes that I teach, and they get to tell their career story. You can tell by their nervousness at first, but as each extra cool detail is recalled and shared, and some of the off-the-wall questions that come from the students, there's the unplanned but mind-opening mentoring and reminding that takes place for both. I guess my bottom line for this Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast is to consider every chance to tell your career story, and it becomes another opportunity, a lifetime. Remember the mentoring value of each piece of your story. Use it as a career diary, a professional development reminder, and finally, think about the legacy memories you may have missed and how important it is to not let your career story just fade away. I hope that you've enjoyed this learning moment. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk more next month.